Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Kuf Amudbet. This is, the Gemara is going to quote a piece that we had mentioned during the Gemara in the discussions yesterday, and now wants to pay more attention and discuss it. It's Gufa. Ochel Gidin Asher Sho Behemat Me'ah. Someone who consumes a Gidin Asher of a non-kosher animal. Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim. Yehuda says Yechayev for two Isurim over here. Bishimon Poter. And Rabbi Shimon says, you're potter the gamreis. We used this yesterday to show that Rabbi Yehuda has to hold that there are two Isurim here and that there is Isur Chalal Isur. But the question of the Gemara now is, what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Manoshach. What's the din of Rabbi Shimon? What is he thinking? E Isur Chalal Isur, if he believes that there is a din of Isur Chalal Isur, Lechayev Nami Mishum Gid. Then you should have two problems here. You should have a problem of Behema Temea, as well as a problem of Gidan Asher. Or, the other way around, you should have a problem with Gidan Asher and the Vela. But either way, you should have at least two Isurim that he is violating over here. E ain Isur Chalal Isur. If he has no din of Isur Chalal Isur, Lechayev Mishum Tuma. He should be at the minimum Chayav for the fact that it's a non-kosher animal, which preceded the fact that it has a Gidan Asher, the Kadim. Ve, if he holds ain b'gidim b'notin ta'am, the Gidim did not have notin ta'am, which means that they don't have a din of Basar. They don't have a din of Basar. They're not under the restriction of Behema Tmeya. They're not under the restriction of Nevela. L'chayv Mishum Gid. Then the Gid has no competition, and he should be Chayav for the Isur of Gid. So at minimum, he should be Chayav at least one set of Malkot. What's going on with Rabbi Shimon here? He says that you put to the Gamre. So I'm a Rovo. The Olam Kasavar ain't be Gidim and notin tam. Ain't Hochanami. He believes that Gidim does not have no tentam. And therefore, the Isur of Tum'ah, the Isur of a non-kosher animal, the Isur of Nevela, that's not what we're worried about here. What are we worried about? We're worried about Gidan Asher. Well, Gidan Asher, we have Zerata Katuv, Vishani Hotam, Damakra. Al Kain lo Yechlu B'nei Yisrael at Gidan Asher. So the implications of the Pasuk are, therefore, B'nei Yisrael will not eat the Gidan Asher, but what will they eat? They will eat the remainder of the Basar. Mi Shigido Asur, Ubzaro mutar. The Isur of Gid only applies to something where the Gid is the lone part that is problematic, but the remainder of the flesh is fine. Yotzdazu, yotzdazu meaning the behema tmeya, the non-kosher animal. Shigido asur, ubzaro asur. The Gid is not the only part here that is asur. It's part of a greater problem of this animal being non-kosher, this animal being a nevela. And therefore, the only restriction of Gid is when the basar is mutar. Basar mutar means a kosher animal, not a non-kosher animal. Okay, so now, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Hochel Gidan Asher Shel Nevela. Somebody eats a Gidan Asher Nevela. Rabbi Meir Mechayev Shtayim. Similar to Rabbi Yehuda. Vechachamim Omrim Enu Chayav Ela Achat. That he only Chayav one. So this is an opinion that we would have expected to find somewhere along the way. We had before, which was Behemat Me'ah. We had Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev Shtayim. Rabbi Shimon is Puter. Now we have Rabbi Meir saying you're chayev two for nevela, chamim amim enu chayev ela achat, which is what the Gemara had expected from the sheet of Rabbi Shimon when you have two competing isurim. Umodim chachamim. By nevela, you could say the gidan isur gidan asher preceded the problem of the nevela. By behemat tmeah, the problem of behemat tmeah preceded the gid. So that would be the difference between a nevela of a tmeah versus a nevela of a tohora.
Rabbi Shimon doesn't refer to this case at all.
No, he's talking about Behemat Me'ah, but I'm saying that you would extrapolate his opinion from Behemat Me'ah to Nevela. Just because you say something by Behemat Me'ah doesn't mean you say it by Nevela as well. Just, you have to look at the circumstances, but you should be able to apply the same principles that we've been using to look at it. So, Modim Chachamim, the Rabbi Meir, Bochel Gidan Asher Shel Ola, Vishosho Niskal Shechayev Shtayim. So here they say that if it's a Gidan Asher of an Ola, or a Gidan Asher of a Shor Niskal, which involves another Easter as well, then you're chayav for two items, two things. So now the Gemara wants to understand this position of the Chachamim, which seems to be not so straightforward, because man haitano, who's the author? Who's the position of the Chachamim here? Debi Isur Kolel, Isur Chalal Isur Leitle. When it comes to Isur Kolel, Kolel means that the Isur includes a greater number of things. We don't say Isur Chalal Isur. And that's why the Chachamim say, when it comes to a Gidan Asher of a Nevela, you only have Chayav Achat. Which came first? When it comes to a Gidan Asher and a Nevela, we're talking about a Nevela of a Bnei Matorah, the Isur Gidan Asher came first. Then when added in Nevela, I have an Isur Kolel, because not only is the Gidin Hashem restricted here, the whole animal, the basar of the animal now becomes restricted. So that's an Isur Kolel, yet the Chachamim say only Chayav Achat. So that's the first part we know about the Chachamim. The Isur Kolel, Isur Chalal, Isur Leitle. Isur Kolel, be Isur Chamur, Itle. If the Isur Kolel involves a greater Isur, a higher level Isur, then over there they say that it is Isur Chalal Isur. Now Rashi calls it Isur Chamur, is because you have both an Isur Kolel and an Isur Mosif.
What if it were just an Isur?
Right, they don't address. But here you have a case where it's both an Isur Kolel and an Isur Mosif. And that's because, say for instance, take an Ola. An Ola, until the point that you're Magdishit, the Ola has an Isur Gidan Hashem. Once you are Magdish the animal, now two things happen to this animal. Number one is, the rest of the animal, the remainder of the animal becomes problematic to eat. The remainder of this, so that's the Isur Kolel. In addition, there is also an Isur Hana'ah here. You cannot get Hana'ah from Hekdesh. Now that Isur Hana'ah is Mosif al the Gid. Until now, the Gid was just Osur Be'achila. Now, in addition to that Isur Achila, I also have a Isur Hana'ah. The same will be true when it comes to the Isur Aniskal. The Isur Aniskal, before it gored someone else, it was mutar b'achila, the Gidin Hashem was asur b'achila. Once it gores someone else, you have a gemar din, then that shor becomes asur b'achila. Asur b'achila is the Isur Kolel. Not only is the Gid asur, but the entire animal is asur. But on top of that, you have an Isur Mosif. Because shor niskal is also asur b'hana. So again, you have an Isur Mosif, which is until now, the Gid was only asur b'achila, not asur b'hana. The shor niskal adds on the additional aspect that it's also asur b'hana. So that's why I have now, by this Isur Chamur, the Isur Chamur being that it adds an Isur Kolel and an Isur Mosif, the Chachamim are willing to concede over there that Isur Chalal Isur. So they want to know who's the author of such a position. Now the Gemara will not find someone who says that Isur Kolel be Isur Chamur works. That the Gemara will not find. What they can find is someone who says that it does not work generally by Isur Kolel. We're going to come up with an opinion that says by Isur Kal, there is no Isur Chalal Isur. But Yisra Chamor will assume, since he doesn't argue explicitly, that he will agree that it works. Rava says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the author of such a position. The Tanan. We have a Mishnah. Tamei she'achal kodesh. Here's a person who is Tamei bitumata guf, that eats kodesh. Now, a person that Tamei tumata guf eats kodesh, it's chayav karet, and it's bring a korban chatat if he does it b'shugeg. Ben Kodesh Tamei, Ben Kodesh Ktor. It is irrelevant what the status of the Kodesh that he is eating. The status of the Kodesh is irrelevant, whether it's Tamei, whether it's Tahor, irrelevant. Chayav. In both those cases, it's Chayav Kareid or Chatat, which is Shogeg. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, he differentiates. Tamei Sheachalet Tahor. If he's Tamei B'tumat HaGuf, yes, his body is Tamei, but the Kodesh is Tahor, then Chayav. That's the Chiyuv of eating B'tamei Tumat HaGuf. Tamei she'achalat tamei. On the other hand, if he's tamei tumat haguf and he eats kodesh that is tamei, over there he's patur. Shelo achal elo davar tamei. He ate something that is no longer classified as kodesh. The fact that it is tamei somehow removes a level of kodesh that has a restriction of tumat haguf on it. So amrlo, they said back to him, the chachamim said, "Yosef Lili, af tamei she'achalat tahor." A tamei that eats tahor, came in shenagabal tameyu. Every case that you have where a person has tamei tumat haguf and goes to eat something that is kodesh, by definition, he's going to be mitamei the item. If he's mitamei the item, then we know that there should be no difference between tahor and tamei because that's every situation. Shapir kamer, the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Rabbanan are making a very good case against Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
Yeah, I mean, a tahor person.
Malkot, Chayav Malkot. It's Nisur Lav. Yeah, the Gemara in Tzvachim has a hard time finding it, but it ends up with a Nisur Malkot on it. If you eat B'tamei B'tumat HaGuf, you're Chayav Karet, or B'chatat B'shogeg. If you eat meat that is just Tamei, and you are Tahor, B'tumat HaGuf, you eat Kodesh Tamei, it's only Malkot that you're Chayav. It's Nisur Lav. The answer to the question could be, Tosfos mentions it over here, that it must be that they know that this is not the case. Which is, if you look at the little Tosu Shapir Kamer Le Rabbanan, Yudimayu, the Lo Arik Shetochav Lo Chaver Lo Toch Piv. The answer to the question is, you could have someone who's Tamei eat Kodesh as Tahor, if someone else feeds it to him and he doesn't touch it, he doesn't come into contact with it. So there is a way to come up with such a case. So the Tosu says they must have known that that wasn't the situation that we're discussing here. Otherwise, that's the answer, the obvious answer. In fact, they don't answer that way, must mean that that's not the case that we're talking about. The case where he first had a problem of tumat haguf, and then the basar became tameh. Over there, everybody agrees that he's chayav, the isur karet kadim, which came first. When he's a tameh tumat haguf first, his restriction on this basar preceded the secondary restriction, which is that it's now basar tameh. So over there, we'll say for sure, for certain, he is chayav, even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Keep ligay, where they argue, benitba basar, that the basar itself was tamei prior to the fact that he was tamei tumat haguf. Vachar grach nitma haguf. And then afterwards, his guf became tamei. So what do you have here? You have a case where the basar is tamei beforehand. The fact that the basar is tamei restricts him from eating this basar. When after that fact, he also becomes tamei tumat haguf, he is now not only restricted from eating this basar, tamei, any kodesh now is restricted. That's what we call an iser kolel. So now he has an iser kolel by being mosif the fact that his tumat haguf restricts him in a greater number of items. So what do we see here? That's where they're arguing. Chachamim say, oh, very good, very good. So the chachamim say in this case, no problem, iser kolel, migo that you are chayav for the basar tahor, you also be chayav here for the basar tamei. Yosef Galili says, in iser chalal iser by iser kolel. Wait a minute. Show us a very, very obvious question over here. We said Rabbi, whoever's the author of that position, the Chachamim, believes that by Yisr Kolel, there is no Yisr Chalal Yisr, but by Yisr Kolel Chamur, there is Yisr Chalal Yisr. This is exactly what you have here, even Yisr Chamur. Because the Basar that's Chamei is only a Chiyuv Lav, Malkot. But when you come, hey, Tumat Haguf, now you have an Yisr Karet. So that's an Yisr Chamur. So Gemara is going to ask that question. So now the Gemara says, Rabbanu Yitlahu Yisr Kolel, Demigo Demechayv Achitichot, Teoro, Da'almo, Mechayv Nami Achitcha, Tmeya. So that's what we just expressed. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Letla Yisr Kolel, Demigo Dlo Amrinan. He doesn't say that. Ver Rabbi Yossi Aglili Nihidos, Yisr Kolel, Letla Yisr Kal, Yavo Yisr Chamur, Yichol Al Yisr Kal. Over here, this is an Yisr Chamur. Umay Nihu, what is this Yisr Chamur here? Tumat Haguf. Sharei tumat haguf bekareit. Exactly Shaul's question. Tumat haguf is chamor because it has a chiyuv kareit associated with it. Now remember, until now we defined iser chamor as iser mosif and iser kolel. Now the Gemara says, well, a chiyuv kareit should also add on this additional aspect of being an iser chamor.
It already has some kind of iser on it, and you're adding another iser. So you change the nature of the meat; it might not even be within the realm of the iser, the cloth.
But, and you are correct, but with the way Rabbi expressed the argument, that can't be the case anymore. Because Rabbi says that Rabbi Yosef agrees where if you first had a chiyuv karet, and then a chiyuv, and then the basar became tameh, he agrees that you're chayav. By saying that, you know for sure that the issue here is Yisr Kolel. You're right. If without Rava, you could have explained it that way. They'd say that Yosef really believes that the pasuk's not relevant because that's not called being eating basar. The way Rava explains the case, because otherwise the Chachamim have a good question on Rabbi Yosef Lili. So Rava explained the Mishnah this way. By explaining it this way, you're forced into Yisr Kolel. So now, Amar Avashi, Man Lemelon de Tumat Haguf Chamura, Dilma Bat Tumat Basar Chamura. How do you know which one is more chamur? You're basing it on the fact that there's a chiyuv karet over here. That's what's giving you the indication. But, dilma tumat basar chamur de leit leit hara b'mikveh. Well, let's look at this. There's also a tzad chumra to the basar. The basar that becomes tameh, lo paka. It never leaves. Once it becomes tameh, it's permanently tameh. That's not true of tumat haguf. Tumat haguf is just a temporary state. You can go to the mikveh or whatever you have to do, whatever process of tahara that you need to do, and you can remove it. The fact that you can move it might make it into something that is more kal. You can't, you're just looking at one aspect of this isur and saying, oh, that's more chamur because of the punishment. But maybe the aspect, the fact that it could be removed makes it that it's not so chamur. So I can't agree with you in this case that you can say or give a fine definition that this is more chamur. There's tzad chumrot to both sides. And therefore I would say that it's a regular case of isur kolel. And we see Rabbi Yossi does not believe that isur kolel works in terms of isur chalal isur. In the case of his moda in that Mishnah is because the karet preceded the Isser Tumas. That's not an Isser Chalal Isser. That's why he says it. In the case of the Shor HaNiskal and the case of the Kodeshim, the Olah, there it's an Isser Chamur. Because Isser Chamur, there's Kolel, Mosif. There it's clearly more Chamur. The Isser, there's no question about the fact that that Isser is more Chamur. That would be explanation of Rabbi Yosef Glili's position until now. Now, Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili lately Isser Kolel. Is that really true that Rabbi Yosef Glili does not believe that there is a concept of Isur Kolel? Va'atanya, So this is in Yonah Dioma, Amish, this year. Shabbat v'Yom HaKippurim. What happens if you have Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbat? Shagag v'asa malacha. It was a shogeg and he does malacha. You do malacha on Shabbos, you are chayave chatat. You do malacha on Yom Kippurim by itself, you are chayave chatat. Because that's an Isur Karet, and you then would be chayave chatat. So now I ask you, what happens if it's Shabbat and Yom Kippurim, and he does malacha? How many chataot does he have to bring? So Shabbat, Yom Kippurim, Shagag, v'asa malacha, minayin shechayav al-zib be'atzmo, v'al-zib be'atzmo. How do you know you chayav two chataot over here? Because Talmud Omer by Shabbat Breishit, it says, Shabbat hi. Shabbat hi, meaning that this is Shabbat to exclusion of anything else. I mean, I look at Shabbat in isolation, and I say, did you violate the Shabbat? The answer is, yes, I violated the Shabbat. I violated the Shabbat, Shabbat Yil Hashem. So then, I have to be held accountable for that. Yom HaKippurim, who? By Yom HaKippurim, it says also Yom HaKippurim, who? I have to look at Yom HaKippurim in isolation of anything else that happened. So according to the Tanna Kamma, Shabbat, they're quoting it from Emor, that the fact that there's a specific statement of he or who tells me to look at them in isolation. Therefore, the Tanna Kamma believes you're chayav both for Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim. Divrei, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Who's the Tanna Kamma? Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So Rabbi Yossi HaGlili here is saying that I have an Isur Shabbat and an Isur Yom HaKippurim, and they're both chal together. So Rabbi Kiva Omer. Forget about Isur Kolel. Should be asking me a stronger question, which is, they happen simultaneously. What are you talking about Isur Chal al Isur here? But they're Chal at the same moment. I mean, Isur Chal al Isur is where one precedes the other. So therefore, you'd have to say a problem Isur Chal al Isur over here. Why is it that you're suggesting that they can't be Chal? Even if you hold in Isur Chal al Isur, Isur Bavak Achat could be Chal. We have many places. We had that before in the Gemara.
The
Gemara tried it by Gideon Hashan, it's Mayan, it came up with that they couldn't find a case where it happened simultaneously. But if it was to happen simultaneously, they would have agreed that there is Isur Chal al Isur, even the one who says no. So there are two ways to answer that question. We'll get to it in 1 second. Let's just finish the braita that we brought. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Einu Chayav El Achat. He's only Chayav for one of them. So Rabbi Kiva has got the position, what we would have assumed would have been Rabbi Yosef Gli's position, which is Ein Chisur Chal al Isur. Rashi says, what do we do about this? So Rashi talks about two things. One is, why can't we make Rabbi Shimon the author of the position of the Chachamim on the previous Amud? We said that the author of that position is Rabbi Yosef Galili because he believes that Isur Kolel doesn't work, and we have evidence for that. Because we have another Tana, we have evidence of that fact too, which is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that we don't say Isur Chal al Isur by Isur Kolel. So why are you saying it's Rabbi Yosef Galili and not Rabbi Shimon? We don't find by Rabbi Yosef Galili that he says that it does work by Isur Chamor. So why can't we say the same thing Rabbi Shimon? We don't find any of his opinion. He'll agree over there. So Rashi says, we can't, Misham, da'af bi Isur Chamor itle delo chayo. Rabbi Shimon is explicit that even by Isur Chamor, there's no Isur Chal al Isur. So as opposed to Rabbi Yosef Glili, which we don't know his opinion by Isur Chamor, and therefore we can just say, since he doesn't argue, it must be that he holds of it. By Rabbi Shimon, we have an explicit statement that it does not work by Isur Chamor. So that drops Rabbi Shimon out of the picture. Number two, over here, why don't we say there's no problem? I can solve the problem here. This isn't a steer in Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili believes Isur Kolel is not Isur Chal al Isur. Isur Chamor is. Our case over here is a case of Isur Chal al Isur, but it's Bevat Achat. And Bevat Achat, that's always an exceptional case. So Rashi says, V'hani Isur Bevat Achat ninhu, da'abah de'adol de'adu, kiddush hayom. When they come, when the day starts, kiddush hayom, then automatically they happen together. Even according to, you would even argue according to the Rambam, especially, who says that there is no such thing as Tosefet Shabbat midoraita. There is only Tosefet Yom HaKippurim midoraita. Then you would have it even that Yom HaKippur is Chal before Shabbat. And then Shabbat would be the Isur Chamor, and that would be Chal on it. So either way of those cases, you could set it up. Rashi says, well, if you look at Shabbat, Lagabe Yom HaKippurim, that's called an Isur Mosif, because Shabbat is more Chamor, and adds on additional restrictions that don't apply to Yom HaKippurim. Whereas Yom HaKippurim, Lagabe Shabbat, is an Isur Kolel, because it's an Isur Achila, not just the Isur Milacha. Rashi's solution to this problem is, that's what he could have answered.
If
It must be, Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina, who's going to give the first answer to explain this braita, must hold that whoever holds Isur Kolo doesn't work, also holds that Isur Bebat Achat doesn't work. It's just a conclusion you draw by the fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer.
Which one is it?
Bebat Achat. Which one's Chal? Probably I assume the more Chamor one would be Chal. You only bring one of them, and I assume that the more Chamor one would be the one that is Chal. So that's one answer you could give. The other answer given, Rashi quotes it, Bani Shamati, and Kashli Bagavai has a difficult time with it. Tosafot, on the previous somewhere on the bottom of the page, gives that answer, the Ri, which says, he gives the Kunchus' explanation, and he says, the Ein Nira the Ri, the one that we just said, that whoever holds Ein Yisr, Chal Yisr, Beisr, Kolo, also holds that Bevat Achad, it doesn't work. The Ri doesn't like Rashi's explanation, and the Ri brings the explanation that Rashi says, Anisha Mati, which is, that really is, there is Kedima here. The Kedima is that Shabbat was given the Kriya V'Kaimah. It came from back by Breishit. Shabbat already exists beforehand. But Kriya V'Kaimah means Shabbat, the Isur Shabbat, the concept of Shabbat precedes the concept of Yom HaKippurim. So not in this exact case, but in the more global sense, Shabbat precedes Yom HaKippurim, and therefore Shabbat will dominate, and you do have a case of Isur Chalal Isur over here. That's why Rashi rejects it, because he says later on, then why does Rav ask, you'll see in a second, that Rav asks a question, and it seems to be directed at the solution, not at this first answer that's given. So because of that, Rashi leans towards his explanation, that it must be that they don't hold by Yisur Bacht Achat. You can see the obvious problem of saying that that's preceding. When we're talking about Bevat Achal, Bevat Achat, just because you got the Tzivoy first, should have no relevance to this.
He kept the Shaka Batari where we're standing now, what you're explaining, I'm a little lost.
Okay, sure. So what we have is, we have a Gemara that has a position of the Chachamim, that says that you're only Chayav Achat when it comes to Gidin Asher and in Vela. Then we have a position that they agree by Nola and Shor Niskal that there is two Isurim there. There's an Isur Gid plus whatever other Isur, Shor Niskal, Ola, whatever other Isur that you have there. So now Mara wants to know, who is the author of such a position that says that Ein Isur Chalal Isur by Isur Kolel, but by Isur Chamor, Isur is Chalal Isur. Gemara says that its position is authored by Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, because we found that Rabbi Yossi HaGalili does not hold of Isur Chalal Isur by Isur Kolel. Where do they get that from? They get that from the argument in Kodeshim where there is a Chiyuv Karet for Tumata Guf, and only a chiyuv lav for the Kodesh, for Tamei Kodesh. Over there, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says that if you have a competition between them, the Basar was Tamei first, the Isur, second Isur, is not Chal. So you see, by Isur Kolel, he holds Ein Isur Chal of Isur. We had one little challenge in there, maybe it's an Isur Chamor because of Karet. Gemara rejected that because it can be eliminated, that Tumah can be eliminated. Now the Gemara moves over it. Does Rabbi Yossi HaGalili really hold that Isur Kolel doesn't work? I have an example here by Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim. By Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim, I see that we do have two Isurim being Chal, Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim. And we're assuming here that it's an Isur Kolel, Agave Yom HaKippurim, Agave Shabbat is an Isur Kolel. And we say that, Rabbi Yosef Lee says, you're Chayiv Shtayim. The only way to be Chayiv Shtayim is of Isur Chal Al Isur. We said in the interim, the Mishonim are here asking, what do you mean? It's Bevat Achat, so maybe that's the exception to the rule. But it says, Rashi gives one answer that that can't be the exception to the rule, because whoever here holds, Rabbi Yosef Bechanino is going to say, he must hold that whoever holds Ein Isur Chal Isur by Isur Kolel also holds that Bevat Achat, it doesn't work. Tosafot gives the explanation that no, really Shabbos is first, and Yom Kippur is always second, because Shabbos preceded Yom Kippur. That's an aside issue. But now we have a Rabbi Yosef Glee saying that Isur Kolel is Isur Chalal Isur. So the first answer we have is Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Kachat Sashel Mishnah. I'll tell you how to explain this. Vipuch. Switch around their opinions. So now Rabbi Yosef Glee will have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which is what we would have expected. It's only be Chayav for one. And Rabbi Akiva now will have the position of Rabbi Yosef Glee, who says that you have two, and that solves our problem. So Shalach Rabbi Yosef Bar Yaakov, Bagure Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, the Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glee, the Maida Abchon, according to Rabbi Yosef Glee, based on the flip, that he says you only chayav one. Therefore, shagag b'shabbat vehizid the Yom HaKippurim, if he's shogeg l'gabe Shabbat, but he's amazed l'gabe Yom HaKippurim, chayav. Because what are we saying is chal? Of the two Isurim, which one is chal over here? Shabbat. So Shabbat is the Isur that's chal. That's the Isur that's chal in terms of the competition in chatot. Therefore, if you're shogeg b'shabbat, you're chayav chatat. Hezid b'shabbat, on the other hand, if you were mazid b'shabbat, v'shagag b'yom HaKippurim, Patur. Over there, you're going to be Patur for Chadat, my time. Why is that the case? Why is this the case? So now, Shagag by Yom HaKippurim, that's the Chatat that you would bring for Yom Kippur, that's not Chal, then the Isur Chal Al Isur. So why is it that the Isur of Shabbat is Chal on Yom HaKippurim, but the other way around is not? He says, why? Because Shabbat, Kvi Avikaimah, That Shabbat is Kfiya B'Kaimo. It always exists. It happens without any intervention. It was always there. Shabbos always comes. Yom HaKippurim, Beidino Ka Kavilei. On the other hand, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, that is established by Beitin.
Why
don't we say Kimli D'Ramin? I don't think Kimli D'Ramin doesn't apply to Chatot. It applies to monetary matters and other Yisurim. It doesn't apply to Chatot, Karbanot. He'd have to bring his Chatat, and he could also get the death penalty, right? Right, so now, the answer that Abai is giving is the answer. This is why Rashi doesn't like the answer that they gave before, which is that Shabbat came before Yom HaKippurim. Shabbat exists, whether or not you're Mekadesh it. Therefore, it's always there. It's there. Yom HaKippurim is always placed on top of Shabbat. Even if they happen on the same day, Shabbat was automatically going to happen on that day. Beit Din, then, when they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, also adds Yom HaKippurim on top of it. So Shabbat will always precede Yom HaKippurim. If that's the case, we say in Yisr Chalal Yisr. So therefore, if Shabbat is first, if you're shogeg b'Shabbat, you're going to bring a chatat to Shabbat. The hazid of Yom HaKippurim, all right, leave that aside. That's not relevant to us over here. On the other hand, when you come to the other way around, where he's hazid in Shabbat and shogeg in Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim is not chal here. If Yom HaKippurim is not chal, you don't have a chatat. The field of shogeg doesn't allow you, or doesn't have any chatat that is manifested over here. The only thing you have is the chiyuv skila that's involved in the mezid b'Shabbat. So the Abaye is addressing solely the issue of the chataot over here. If by Shabbat you're shogeg, you will bring a chatat. By Yom HaKippurim, if you're shogeg, you will not bring a chatat. And that's the answer of why he's only mechayev a chat over here, because Shabbat is the one that takes precedence. So Amalei Rava, Rava answers, sof tavari v'hadei adadi ko'atu. In the end, I don't understand Abaye. Abaye, you might be right that Shabbat pre-exists the establishment of Yom Kippur when it comes to Beit Din. But in the end, tachus. When do they both become Kodesh? The moment that the sun sets. On Friday night, you have Yom Kippur, and you have Shabbat. If that's the case, they are happening simultaneously. This is Rashi's rejection of the Riz Pshat, because why is Rabbi only asking the question on Abaye? He should be asking this question also on Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina, because that's, according to the Ri, Rabbi Yossi and Chanina is also holding of this position of Abaye. So why is Rav only asking on Abaye? He should have challenged Rabbi Yosef Chanina as well, because that's how he gets out of the Badachad problem. So Rashi says it must be. So now Rav says, so to write about Dei Agadu, El Amar Rav. So Rav says, okay, so how do we explain this case then? What's the case? So Rav, Shmod Ohavo. It was a Gzerot HaShmad. It's Gzerot HaShmad, and the Goyim didn't allow Bnei Yisrael to celebrate Yom HaKippurim. So what did they do? They did a sneaky trick. Shachu Mitam, to Yom HaKippurim, to Hashat HaShabtahu. Put Yom Kippur on Shabbos that year. Well, you keep Shabbos every week. How do you tell the difference between keeping Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Not very much difference, because they're Yisra Malacha, they're going, don't come and check, they're eating, not eating. They just think it's a figure, it's a normal Shabbos. So what they said is on that year, even though the 10th of Tishrei was not on Shabbat, put Yom HaKippurim on Shabbat, Shalo Tishtakach Torah Yom HaKippurim. So that they shouldn't forget about Yom HaKippurim. It wasn't the real day of Yom Kippur. So why are you Chayav Achat? You're Chayav Achat over here because it really is not Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur. That's why you're Chayav Achat over here. It's only Shabbat. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about. Rabbi Yochanan speaking about Rabbi Yochanan said, the reason that you're Chayav Achat here and only for Shabbat is because it's only, the real day was only Shabbat. Yom HaKippurim didn't apply on that day. They just made it up. Yom Kippur was some other day of the week. They just put it on Shabbat. Tishalot Tishkachak Torah Yom HaKippurim. If it really fell out on that day, then we don't know. We don't know what the din would be in that case. But I'm just saying that maybe in that case it would be Isser because of Batachat. It would have been Chal according to the way Rav is explaining it. But Tosa says, we have in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, that whatever Beit Din is Koveya, is Yom HaKippurim, Afilu Mezidim, Afilu Shogigim, if they make a mistake, it is Yom Kippur no matter what. So why don't we say the same thing over here? They made Yom Kippur on Shabbos, it should be Yom Kippur. Tosa says, no. The mistake is if they make the 10th on the wrong day. If the 10th is on the wrong day, then it's Yom Kippur on the 10th, no matter what. But you can't say if you make Yom Kippur on the 12th, that is Yom Kippur. That's not called Afilu Mezidim HaVishol Gigim. They knew it was the 12th. They just did it. Shalot Tishkachach Torah Yom HaKippurim. So then it's not Chal, even if it's done B'mezid, even if it's done B'shol Gigim, it's not going to be Chal on that day. Correct. And that year it sounds like there was a Gzeret HaShmad, Pikuach Nefesh. Right, the time HaShmad was to give up, if it's B'Farhesia.
The Ritva suggests an answer over here, saying that if it is Gzeret HaShmad, then B'Farhesia. And if it's Gzeret HaShmad, you would have a requirement to keep Yom Kippur, even if it cost you your life. The Ritva suggests an answer here in Chulin, that possibly over here we're not dealing with an Isur Lab, we're only dealing with an Isur Asay. To be Koveya the Chodoshim by Beit Din is an Asay. By an Asay, we don't have the Din of Yeharag Ve'Al Ya'avor, Because it's only an assay, not a low tasse. And since Beit Din was unable to be koveh the chodeshim, there was no Yom Kippur based on kviyat chodesh in that year. So that's the Ritva's solution to try to get around the problem of why they did not give up their lives to keep Yom Kippur during that year.
So Marava, Shmad Abba, Shalchum Yitam, Yom Kippur, Dashat HaShabtahu, that it was on Shabbos, Bechein, Kiyat HaRabin, Chod Nechute, and when Rabin came, and anybody else who comes down from Eretz Yisrael, Amru HaKirova. They explained Rabbi Yochanan's position based on Rava. Based on that, you don't have to flip the Braita. Rabbi Yossi Gli could be the opinion that says that they're Shtayim, because it's Bevat Achat. Bevat Achat, he agrees that Yisr is Chalal Yisr, and therefore Yosef and Yom Kippur come together. The reason that over here, Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Rabbi Yossi Gli says only Chayav Achat in the flip is because of this issue that it was really wasn't Yom Kippur. It was just Shabbat and not Yom Kippurim. And that will explain the position that he lays out in the position of Rabbi Yossi Gli. Right now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo bnei Yaakov kept gira nashe. Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda b'chein emar al kein lo yichlu bnei Yaakov halo lo nemar al bnei Yisrael. Doesn't say that Bnei Yaakov were responsible to keep Gidon Asher. It says Bnei Yisrael. V'lo nikru Bnei Yisrael at Sinai. Bnei Yisrael are not called the nation of Israel until they reach Har Sinai. So how could you say that it's talking about the Bnei Yaakov? Elo b'Sinai ne'emar. They was told that Sinai she'nichtav bimkomo l'udim eizatam ne'esar lehem. Moshe got the Yisrael Gidon Asher at Har Sinai. And then he just placed it in Sefer Bereishit to give us an idea of what the correlation between it and the Yisr was. Meitiv Rav, is that really true that they're not called Bnei Yisrael until Har Sinai? It says when Yaakov passes away. And the children, the Shvatim, carry him. It says, Vayusu Bnei Yisrael et Yaakov Avihem. That they, Bnei Yisrael carried Yaakov Avihem. So Rashi says, no, Achar Maseh. Rashi says, Achar Maseh means, that's much later. That's after the fight with the Malach. It's only after Hashem changes his name when he gets back to Eretz Yisrael. Later on in the Parsha, Hashem acquiesces to the bracha of the Malach and says, Al Kain, that you will no longer be known, Lo Yikra Elo Chimcha Yaakov, Ela Yisrael, that your name will be changed. But that doesn't happen until later. Only after his name is changed that they call use the term Bnei Yisrael. But at the time that Nevak, when he fought with the Malach, his name wasn't Yisrael. So to call Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov, doesn't make sense in that context. Okay, I agree with you. We'll give in. Oh, so that's his question. He's saying, okay, so fine. When did they start being called Bnei Yisrael? From the time that his name was changed. Or, let's say from the case where they carried his mita, there the Torah says they're called Bnei Yisrael. So the Easter Gid should start applying once they're called Bnei Yisrael. Not at Har Sinai. From the moment they're called Bnei Yisrael. Amalei, v'chi Torah, pamim, pamim, nitna. Or is it like chatichot, chatichot? The Torah is not given piecemeal. The Torah is given in one shot. So, how shata, lav shat maseh, have? Halo shat matan Torah, have? You have to have a pick. Either it happens at the moment that the incident happens, the Easter's chal, or it has to be at Har Sinai. It's not like mitzvot are given like willy-nilly in the middle. You don't have all of a sudden Gidon Asher pops up because now they're called Bnei Yisrael after the fact. Right. Right, so Mara, right, Mara might be an exception to that. Right, Mara maybe said, but it's on the context of Har Sinai. They're ready. They're coming in. It's after Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Applicable till later. All right. Whatever the answer is, you can come up with answers why that's not the case. But here it's obvious that this is the middle of nowhere where the Gidon Asher would all of a sudden apply. So over there, we're not going to apply. It's got to be one of the two. It's either got to be Shat Maseh or Shat Sinai. And you can understand that otherwise it doesn't make sense. Tan Rabbanan. Eber Minachai Noheg Bebehema Chayav Of. Eber Minachai applies to Behema Chayov. Ben Tmeim Ben Teorim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Chameorim Enoheg Ela Betorim. The issue of Eber Minachai is only problematic by Teorim. Amri Rochonan Shneem Mechad Echad Dershu. They both dash in the same Pasuk. Rak Chazek Livulti Achol Adam. Ki Adam Bo Anefesh Velo Tochal Anefesh Yim Abasar. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar Sarvi Kosh Ata Mitzuveh Al Damo Ata Mitzuveh Al Avi Rav. So now, if you're mitzvah on the dam, then you're mitzvah al eiver rav, al eiver minachai. V'hani tmeim nami. Hova ata mitzvah al daman. You're not allowed to eat, drink the blood of a behemah tmei of a non-kosher animal. So therefore, ata mitzvah al eivarim. You connected the issue of dam to the issue of eivarim. So therefore, eiver minachai will apply anytime the issue of dam applies. Rabbanan savri lo tochala nefesh ima basar. Velo tochala nefesh ima basar ela basar lo chudei. Kol, you can't eat the nefesh and the basar. You can't eat the dam and the basar. Ela, like we saw before, v'lo yochlu gidon asher, the same thing. Ela basar l'chudei. You can only eat the meat. Kol shebasar mutar, atam mitzuveh al-eveirav. Anywhere where you can eat the basar by itself, then you have a problem by the eivarim or eivar minachai. V'chol she'im basar mutar. If the basar is not mutar, then he atam mitzuveh al-eveirav. That connection between the dam says the dam is asur, but the basar is mutar. So where the basar is mutar, that's where we have the application of eivar minachai, of the nefesh. So the nefesh, you can't eat the nefesh, you can't eat the animal when it's alive, when the basar is mutar. Otherwise it would be mutar when you shecht it. But if it's not otherwise mutar, then there's no din of every minachai. Alright, we'll continue with this machloka tomorrow to explain their positions. I'm gonna stop over here.